Did you ever have any unpleasant incidents with any of the hotel guests?
Well, one time, well, a couple of times, because I remember one time that I was doing a room. My inspectress was in there with, she came in, she was white. Mm-hmm. She was doing a room, I was doing the room. She was going in through the guests' clothing and stuff, looking at it and going on. And I know that they had a bag, paper bag sitting on the dresser, and it was filled up with cigarettes. And so I went on in the bathroom. I was doing the bathroom and everything, and I was doing all this work, and she was still in there. And she was talking about how pretty the clothes and stuff was, and she was taking it down, looking at them, and going on. So the next morning, when I went to work, the security guard came up to me, came up where I was working, which, and I worked on the 16th floor. And he asked me, said, "What's your name?" And I told him my name. He said, "Did you do room?" I forgot what the number of the room was. "So did you do that room yesterday?" I said, "Yes, why?" He said, "Well, the guests was complaining, filed a report, said that the maid took cigarettes and some nylons, stockings out of the room." I said, "Well, I did the room." I said, "My inspectress was in there with me when I did the room." I said, "Now, if anything was taken, you go talk to her, because I do not wear white stockings, and I do not smoke. So now, if anything came up missing, you go talk to her. Don't talk to me about it, because I haven't took anything out of it." I didn't hear any more about that. Mm. So they didn't bother me anymore. Mm-hmm. So later on, about 6 or 8, maybe a year later, they came back up there one day and asked me, "Did you do sit in such a room yesterday?" I says, "Yes, why? What did I take this time?" So he says, I said, "What did I take this time?" He said, "You took some necklaces, some something I suppose they had taken out the room." I said, "Look, I've been here for 5 years, and I said, I haven't took anything out of nobody's room. I said, I don't bother nothing in their room. I said, I do not wear no white stockings, and I do not smoke. So don't come up here talking to me about anything." So they let me alone. They didn't bother me anymore.
Did you ever have to file any grievances with the union?
No, I never did. Uh-huh. So one time again, a guy came in, they was smoking, had all this drugs in the room. And I walked in the door that morning and I was going to do the room, and I had to close the, turn the fan on and close the door and come out of there. It was so lit up. And he come down there asking me about some drugs. "You took my stuff out my room." I said, "I haven't took nothing out of your room. You better go back and look for wherever you had it at." So I don't use that mess. So don't come here with it with me. I didn't hear no more from him
either. So now was that the hotel guest talking to you?
Yes. And then I told the inspector, they had called down and told the inspectors to call downstairs.
How could he report that somebody had messed with his drugs?
I don't know. I guess he figured some of it was missing.
Wow.
I didn't have no more problem out of them. I refused to do the room. Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any other incidents in the hotel that you remember that, when you sit down there and talk to your friends about?
That have happened since I've been out there?
Yes, away from while there? You were there. No, while you were there.
No more than the day that my girlfriend and I, we went down. The inspectors came and asked us to go help one of the girls do some rooms. She was running behind. So me and my girlfriend, we went down to go help do the room. We took one room, which was a checkout room. She was across the hall in another checkout room. So me and my girlfriend kept on, we were doing this room, and she was doing that room before we went down there. So I asked my girlfriend, I said, why is it taking her so long to do that checkout room? Well, the guests had checked in the room, hung their clothes in the closet and everything. But so that then we could see, we could look in the mirror in the room, across the room where we was in, across the other room, and see what was going on over there in the bathroom. She was all up in this man's clothes in there, taking a bunch of silver. She took a bunch of silver dollars out of there. I said, told my girlfriend, I said, girl, let's get out from down here, because we not going to be no part of this here. So she looked, she said, what is she doing? I said, she's taking money out of there. I said, let's go. We finished that room, me and her got on up, and we left and went on down on the other end where we were working.
Well, tell me, when you saw something like that happening, would you report it to anybody?
We didn't report it because me and her was down there, and we didn't want to be involved in it.
I see. Uh-huh.
She got fired behind it because the guy called up and called down the housekeeping and told on her.